I have.
And so. You've done a great job because they're continuing to grow at the Worthy Boys and Girls camps. That's really what we do for.
In fact, you've done such a good job. They keep asking you. Have you figured this out yet? You're doing something. They keep asking you back.
I know. So it makes me feel confident and wanted.
Yes.
So that's great.
You're job very security. Good at this.
It is job security.
Yes.
This is about the time where you're securing sponsors, making sure you have silent auction items, correct?
Correct.
What have you got so far?
Some
really cool stuff, I bet.
I actually do not know.
Okay.
Because actually my guys, when I say my guys, my unit, they've been out there like since school got out, going around asking people, you know, trying to secure donations. And, you know, if anybody out there listening who wants to donate something, just give me a call.
Okay.
And we're looking for anything, maybe goods and services or trip. If you got a weekend away or something like this, you got a cabin that you'll give somebody for the weekend or something nearby that's y'all's that you can rent out or something like that and give to them or something, that can be a write-off for you as far as the charity goes. And anything else, I mean, anything that you've got, air conditioning service or something like this, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of great local businesses that do give us a lot of stuff. And I did remember, we do have 5 trips already.
Oh, good. Secured.
Secured, yeah. Actually, they came in at the end of the charity ball from last year. And so I was like, well, I'll just hold on to these until, you know. The
exactly.
Next, we got Cancun, St. Thomas, things like that.
Oh, I bet that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of those... Expense Spain thing.
Yeah.
So what is the date of the auction of the charity ball this year?
It's February 25th, and we've played around with the theme. It's going to be the Mad Hatter's Ball.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland.
Yep.
How wonderful.
You can dress up. I just want you to know you can dress up.
I have the white tights and black shoes.
All Mad Hatters are welcomed.
So. Okay. I love it. You know?
Yes,
I do. You could be a good Mad Hatter. You could get a big green hat with the big buckle on it. And that works. Is it going to be at our same area, Manchester?
Events at Manchester.
That
correct.
Is such a nice place.
So go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Entertainment this year.
Entertainment. Ocean Breeze Band. It's a local band that has played at Come See Me, the Beach Bash, things like that.
Oh, good. And, popularity.
Yeah. So, we're sticking it to a lot of York County businesses. Again, York County businesses, because this camp's York County camp.
Well, we like to say the police department's motto on this particular event is buy here, party here.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now, you really did a great job last year as far as raising the money for the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp's mattresses. That was what the last year's event was.
That was the year before last.
Oh, was it? What was last year? How did you use the funds last year?
I think we just did on major upkeep.
Okay.
Because with the camp being 67 years old.
It requires some upkeep.
It does require some upkeep. So
when y'all do things on this camp, we obviously look at down the road. We try to do things. I mean, I'm doing things on this house. I ain't leaving. So, I mean, y'all are not leaving that place out there. When you're doing things, you're doing long-term things. I mean, if we're going to repair something, let's really repair it right.
Correct.
And not just put the Band-Aid on it.
Correct.
It costs sometimes a little bit more to do it that way.
It does, but we want to make sure that the kids, they're the ones in the summertime that really appreciate it. So.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about the Worthy Boys and Girls Camps as far as when you're talking about the 67 years you've been doing this. This is the Rock Hill Police Department's endeavor each summer.
Yes.
How wonderful.
Yep. And I mean, there are a lot of people throughout this area who have attended our camp. You know, Chief Watts was a camper, Mo Bell.
David Angel.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so we have a lot of prominent people from that have
David
become...
Angel.
Yeah, David Angel,
David
Frank Black, that have really...
And a lot of other people.
Yeah.
David Angel.
They put really their stamp in the community. And so that's what we try to tell the kids. You have the ability to be something great. It's up to you.
And I think you have people like that you just named, all those people. They go back and support this thing all these years later. So they continue to give it their endorsement.
So David Angel's name is way up in the rafters.
He didn't have to stand on anything. He just signed it. You know, they sign all the rafters in the entertainment room, the game room, do they not?
Yeah, we call it the Optimist Building. That's what the sign says, because the Optimist Club, just like a lot of the other Rotaries, Kiwanis, they've been supporting us since the very beginning. But you walk into this building and you see names for the past 30, 40 years all around, on the ceiling and on the walls. And I joke and say, you're with greatness.
It's true.
So.
And they all look at you like, when is lunch?
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
If some child or somebody's listening right now that wants to get their kid in, it is kind of limited enrollment in this thing here, but the qualifications would be?
Just live in the York County area and ages 9 through 12. And if you've been kicked out of the camp, you don't get invited back.
Is that a discipline situation there?
It could be a discipline situation or don't play well with others.
Okay.
Because... this camp is it's a hot commodity in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only took 32 kids each week. and applications come out April 1st.
Okay.
And they get those applications where?
They'll get them at the police department, get them online. We try to give them out to the schools because our guidance counselors and our principals really know where
who the kids are that can benefit the most.
A certain little population out there says, I'm not going to the police camp. Let me tell you something, y'all. This is the fun one. These ladies and gentlemen know how to have a great summer camp.
They have some activities that the kids really can enjoy. I mean, there's different things they bring in.
They really do.
Yep, I try to bring in a little bit of everything, whether it's arts and crafts, whether it's sports, whether it's swimming. You know, you just name it. I try to bring it to them. And then
do archery and all kind of things.
Yeah, and they forget we're police officers because we're dressed down. We're just like, everybody else in the summertime, shorts, T-shirt, flip-flops.
Right. That's right.
And your
personalities.
And our personalities. And then they're like, oh, you're the police. So
that's fun.
We just want them to realize that we're different from what they see on TV and people say.
Amen.
Another opportunity for local businesses is to support your camp through the food that you provide for the children each week.
Yep. You know, a lot of the restaurants, what I have been trying to do the past few years is the restaurants each donate a meal one day. So when you got 5 weeks of food, it just helps on what we have to pay for.
Some of the people you've had, I want to say Groucho's.
Yeah,
Groucho's. Kale is
Kale, yeah, he's
terrific.
Yeah, he's done like Monday or Tuesday lunches every week.
Okay. They don't have much left. These kids are hungry when they sit down in there. They're also tired, too. But it's a terrific thing. This is great exposure for your business to help support this particular camp, the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp.
And it's right down here, right off of Worthy Creek Boys Road. And Girls Camp Road.
Yep, off Neely Creek Road. That's why the charity ball, we tell people that is our big event. That is our one time that we can make the most money and have a good time at the same time doing it.
I think it's lovely because it's all about the kids, and you guys have a great time. You provide transportation for your force that then you get to come home. There's no driving after a night of having a good time. And so I think it's a wonderful opportunity to really let their hair down.
First time we went out there and the smack talk that was going on with the kids and the officers, and I went, well, they've gotten real friendly, haven't they? Really like each other. I mean, they were giving it to each other. Remember, they got up with the teams and the presentations.
Yeah.
I thought that was terrific. Those kids are having a great time. And then the kids were like, y'all need to go because we're going to bed. They were exhausted after a day out there.
Okay. Well, Worthy Boys and Girls Camps, definitely go ahead and be a part of that. How do we call you, Angie?
Give me a call at 329-7285. And information about the camp at www.worthyboysandgirlscamp.com. And, if you would like to buy tickets to the charity ball, they're $75. Sponsorship levels are $700 and $1,000. And that includes advertisement in our program.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, great. Well, have
very
a good time.
Nice. Very nice. And, of course, you and I will be there, too.
It's our annual event, isn't it?
We've been taking dancing lessons. You and I have been taking ballroom dancing lessons and stuff like this.
That is awesome.
It is really good.
And so you're going as Alice and the Mad Hatter, is that right?
I
picked up on that?
Baby and Johnny, I would say, comes back even more. She's Baby.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
She's Baby, I'm Johnny. We've got we're going to kind of recreate the last thing where I hold
Wonderland.
Her over my head there.
That's
she
not part of the theme.
Now, hi.
I refuse.
I tried that at my wedding. It did not work out really well for us.
It only works in the movies.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. All right. Well, terrific. This is coming up the 25th of February here. It's the Policeman's Ball. Great
Excellent.
Stuff. Thank you, Angie Wells.
Thanks, Angie
Thank
Wells.
Thank you.
Good to see you this morning.
Good seeing y'all.